Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the Boss Lady community. As you heard in the introduction, I am Teresa Rand. I am the founder of the Boss Lady Podcast and the founder and co-owner of the Boss Lady Women's Leadership Community. But enough about me. If you've listened before, you know I love to get straight into who my guest is and what our topic is. And today is no different. We have a lot to talk about, but I do have two things. One, if you want to find out anything about Teresa Rand Consulting or the Boss Lady community, it's very simple. You type in TeresaRandConsulting.com and you can find me, or just TeresaRand.com works. I changed it recently, but it's Teresa with no H, T-E-R-E-S-A, TeresaRand.com. You can find out about the consulting work I do, using of personality assessments with companies, individual executive level coaching, and the Boss Lady community. But today, I want to start by saying we are doing a contest from now through the end of the year, maybe through the first week or so in January, but at least through the end of the year. And on each podcast, I will give you a word. And if you take this word and you type it into either the Teresa Rand Consulting Facebook page or the Boss Lady Community Facebook page, you will be entered into a drawing for a free Boss Lady virtual membership. And we'll talk about that throughout the weeks, but it'd be a great, great thing for you to win over the holidays leading into the year. So the word for today, it's actually two words, is goal setting. Goal setting. I have to write it down for myself so I won't forget. But if you type goal setting into Teresa Rand Consulting social media page, Facebook page, or the Boss Lady Community Facebook page, you'll go into a drawing that I'll draw toward the beginning of the year. So you'll hear when I talk to my guest why I chose those words for today. So let's jump right in. My guest today is Deanna Hens. I hope I got that right, Deanna. I practiced a little bit when you first got on, but thank you so much for being here. I know you are the owner of your own business called Carbon Silk. I love that name. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and about you? Because I know you, but our listeners may not.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me on your podcast. This is great. So I am Deanna Hens. I am the owner of Carbon Silk. And I actually ended up here by accident, full disclosure. This is not on my radar. If you would have told me 20 years ago that one day I would own a digital marketing agency, I would have laughed at you and said, there's no possible way. But fast forward in life, and here I am. I actually got here because when I first started off, I couldn't afford to hire anybody. So I had to learn how to market myself. And I guess I did a pretty good job because then people started asking, can you help me? Can you help me? 15 years later, I have an agency. It's thriving. I work with all sorts of small business owners across the United States on website design, social media marketing, SEO, anything that will promote their business online.
That I know your website is great. Is it carbonsilk.com? Is that?
It's actually .digital.
.digital. Carbonsilk.digital. Yes. I just typed in Carbon Silk and it came up for me. So,
well, you know, talk about, I love that SEO.
this is an expert in SEO. That's the way it should work, right? Well, it did work. But yeah. The reason I think the timing is good for this conversation is if you have not already, not you personally, but you, our listeners, started thinking about your 2024 goals, I'm going to encourage you to do that. I do goal setting classes every year, and we just had one. We have another one coming up. I'll have to put in the show notes because I can't remember right off the top of my head when it is, but we have one coming up in a couple of weeks as well. But I like to set my goals in November before the craziness of the holiday rush. And so many people starting in late December, right around January, you'll see all these vision boards and goal setting and all that. And by that time, the first quarter is over, right? Before you know it. So I like to go ahead and get the goals set. But one of the things, Deanna, that I hear often when people are setting goals is either I need to get a website or I need to update my website, or I have a marketing plan, but I don't know where to start. I need more followers. I need more engagement. So what do you find in your business keeps people from moving forward and doing what they need to do in order to best market themselves and their business?
I think a lot of times what stops small business owners from moving forward is that they're overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. So here, picture this, right? You have a small business owner who did not sign up to be a digital marketer. They signed up to promote their business, and there's all this information, not to mention everybody's telling them what they need to be doing, right? And they don't know what to do in what order to do it. And then they're afraid to make a decision, because if they make a decision and they invest the time or they invest the money and they made the wrong decision, now they feel like they're set back. Right. In reality, not making any decision is just as bad, if not worse. It's actually worse than making the wrong decision. At least you've ruled that out.
And, you know, that's so true, because I've been in business for 5 years since I left corporate America, and I've redone my website twice, and I'm about to redo it again. And by redoing, it's not starting over, but you evolve, right? And I'm sure I could learn how to do it myself. I know other people do, but that's not a good use of my time. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a small business, you're working so much in your business. Sometimes you need to bring experts on to help you work on your business, right? Come in. People worry about the time. They worry about the money. What do I say? Do I have to have professional pictures? What do you say to someone that says, okay, I just need to get started? What's the first thing to do besides call you?
The first thing they need to do, honestly, aside from calling somebody, is know who their audience is. And when I first start working with somebody, I have a client intake for it, and we do an onboarding. But what I want to know, it's not so much of send me over your photos or do this or do that or make sure you spend all this money on the front end. It's getting down to the basics. Who is your audience? Who are you talking to? What is your brand about? What's your brand voice? Really dissecting that, because a lot of people don't know.
Right.
They will tell you what they think they know, and it will be very general, because they're afraid if they get too specific, then they leave money on the table. But what they're really doing is watering down their message. So the very first thing is you have to know who you're talking to and what value you bring to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if I am starting my business, or maybe I've had a small business and I haven't really done a website, or maybe I did one, I did it myself, and there's no traction to it. Often we're afraid or embarrassed to reach out to someone that's an expert because we don't have everything we need. And so what do you say to somebody that goes, you know, what do I need? I've got to develop all my content. I got to get branding pictures. I got to do this before they call someone to help. What do you say to that person?
Yeah, relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath and relax, because we've all started somewhere. I am not expecting somebody to have professional photos and all this information and to know what they're doing. I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody does, it's like a cherry on top, right? But that's not the norm. This isn't what you're doing for a living. So you don't know. And a lot of times, even when I send the questionnaire out, I always preface it like, listen, if you don't understand what I'm asking, it's okay, because I don't expect. So I would say just relax. You don't have to know. If whoever you're working with, whether it's me or another digital marketing company, they're going to walk you through the process. And if that person or company makes you feel inferior because you don't know, then they're not the right person or company to be working with.
Great segue, because that would be a red flag, right? I know when I first started working with the original person who did my website, we spent a lot of time together before she ever put anything on the computer. There was a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of phone calls. She gave me samples to look through. So it was a very easy process that was non-threatening. If she had rushed me, I would have just been, I mean, I'm coming to you because I'm already don't know how to do it myself or don't want to do it myself. So if I'm going to have to do all this work, then I'm going to freak out and not do it. But having said that, as one red flag, the other red flag is you do have to participate, right? I mean, there.
Yes, you absolutely do. And, you know, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. Someone's like, well, I'm going to build a website. They hire me. And then I'm like, well, I do need some content. I do need to understand your brand. I do need some images, or I'll use stock images, but real images are always better, yeah. But there's a backup plan. But then they disappear and they're like, is the site done? And I'm like, well, I can't do it if I don't have the tools that, you know, like, yeah. I need input from you. And honestly, the more you work with your designer, the better the site will be, because we have to get into inside your head. So you have an idea of what you want, and we have to figure it out based on those conversations, because we could design something that's totally different from what you were thinking or expecting. Now, that being said, we'll guide you. So if you have a design that maybe, I always look at designs that have take the end user through the buyer's journey, right? And it's called UX UI design, but there's a process when we make a decision on saying yes to a product or a service that we go through. Mm-hmm. And your website, you want that to be that extra salesperson on your team, so that you take whoever is visiting your website through that buyer's journey and you get them to say yes.
Right.
So if that design, through that process, there may be some things where if you would say, you know, Teresa, you might give me a call and say, hey, listen, I really want to put this on my homepage. And I may respond and say, you know what, I love that piece of content or I love that video, but what if we put it here instead, because this is how the end user will perceive it, right? So there has to be those conversations that happen.
So it really is. And I think about the social media person that I use that also does my website, all my social media. It's a partnership. We rarely speak that we are not communicating. Either I'm giving her content or she's sending me content for me to look at, decide if I like, or I post something and she's like, why did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
It literally is a partnership where we talk at least through email or phone or text, something, almost every week, if not really every week. And we have a joint file we can both go in. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's one and done, right? And it's not something that you can just say, here, go do this, and then expect magic to happen. You have to be involved. So if someone is setting a goal and for 2024, and it's to start their website or redo their website or do marketing, because you do more than websites. You do marketing, whether it and branding, I think, as well, correct?
Yes.
So what comes first? Branding, marketing, website, social media? If someone's going, I don't even know where to begin, what comes first?
Your branding. Yeah. You have to know your brand. It's kind of interesting. When I started on this journey, before I was even doing marketing, and I was still in the place where I had a small business, single mom, two young boys, and I'm like, no money. And I'm like, I have to figure out how to market this business. I accidentally got involved with a group on Twitter as I was learning and had no idea who they were, but they were marketing managers. Now we're talking 15, 16 years ago. And I was like, okay, I'm really learning from this group. They're giving me feedback. I'm implementing what they're saying. What I didn't realize is that that group was the marketing directors for Oprah, for TMZ, E! Entertainment, for Yahoo, right? Now, had I known that, I probably would not have asked questions because I would have been intimidated. But I didn't know that, right? And we all got to become friends. We still all keep in touch to this day. But during that time, I had the opportunity to ask, oh my goodness, Sharon Osbourne. I'm like, I totally blanked on her name. I had the opportunity to ask Sharon Osbourne a question. And I'm like, I'm not missing this opportunity because this is one shot. Yeah. I'm never going to get this chance to ask her something. And I think she's amazing with branding, what she did with Ozzy. I think the Kardashians are amazing with branding. Love them or hate them.
That's right.
They kill it. Right? So I asked, you know, if you... what one piece of advice would you give to a small business owner? And what she said is know your brand, know what you represent. And I'm like, wow, that's so simple, but so impactful, right? And I truly believe even now that I've been doing this, I'm like, you have to know your brand. You have to know what you represent. You have to know who you're speaking to. Then once you get that done and you get very clear and don't be afraid to niche down. Don't feel like you have to talk to everybody because it's not your audience. You're going to know. If you don't know who your audience is right now, if you're like, I'm just starting out and I don't know, I sell coffee and everybody can drink coffee. Yes, everybody can drink coffee. But are you the coffee shop that's downtown next to, you know, a university, or are you right next to where there's young professionals? Or are you the McDonald's on the corner, right? And nothing, they're all equal. They all sell coffee and they all have their clientele. But I'm sure as you heard me say this example, you picture different people that were standing at the counter ordering coffee, right? So, but if you're not sure, think of who you'd like your ideal client to be. And I also say this, like in the beginning, it's okay to try different things. Because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So if you're just starting out and you're offering services, say you are a life coach and you're like, there's a lot of different areas. Offer a lot of things at first. But when you figure out what you really love to do, what you're really good at, and then get rid of the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, that's
and great just advice. Talk to that. Talk to it's that person.
Because there's two trains of thought, like you said, you know, there's the riches are in the niches, we've heard. But then there's also, okay, I really don't know who I serve. So we do throw a lot out there. And then our customers will help us define.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So then you're able to, and that's assuming you study your analytics, you know what you're looking for, who you enjoy working with. You learn as you you don't enjoy working with everybody. So it's okay not to take all the clients. We've all been in that spot where we just want to take anybody that has a dollar bill. You know, and there's not
absolutely been there.
Starting out, but when you get to the place, you can't afford not to hire some professional help. And I'm
absolutely
a firm believer in that. You know, you've got to spend money to make money. I believe that's true, you know, because everything is all about social media marketing website today. I was just in a workshop this weekend and we had a senior analyst from Google come and talk, and she went through analytics, but she broke it down into the very basics that we all need to be looking at in mm-hmm. our social media. And she talked a little bit about AI, but mostly just look at who your followers, look at your SEO, like you said, look at, you know, you've got to, I've said it before since we've been talking, but it's a partnership. Unless you're a big, big company and you can hire somebody to do all that for you, you've got to take responsibility to work in partnership with your team members that do your marketing, your branding, and your website. Because yeah. it's just that important. It's that important.
It really is. It really, really is. And I mean, what you're really doing is you're giving your marketing person more tools in their tool belt so they know what to say. They know how to be your voice. Because you don't, here's the one thing I see happening, right? Because 2020 brought along a lot of digital marketers and social media companies, right? Because everybody was home. But something, pay attention to the content. Is it your brand's voice or is it the person you hired's voice?
Great advice.
And I think that's where you can kind of see a difference, right? Because when you're working with a client, it's no longer my voice. Like sometimes I'll type out like what I think a post should be. And then I have to backspace because I'm like, oh, that's, I say that. They don't say that, right? Like, like that's not what they sound like. It's what I sound like.
So one other question, because we could talk about this a lot. There's so many different avenues, but I want to kind of wrap up with one question. If I'm just starting out, does the website come first? We already talked about the branding. You've got to do that. But then you've got website and you've got a Facebook page. And do I do a private page? And do I do Twitter? And do I do Snapchat? And do I need to be on Instagram? And what, I mean, there's so much out there that how do I just get my voice out there to start with? Which platform?
So I'm going to make the assumption and speak to the person who is just starting out mm-hmm. with zero budget. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kind of move up, right? Perfect. So the very first thing is know your brand. The second thing is utilize social media. Now, I'm saying this with caution because if somebody has a budget, this would not be what I'm telling them to do first because social media is rented space. You don't own it. The two biggest pieces that are the most important when it comes to your digital marketing strategy is your website and your email list. The two of those can work together and sustain you. It should sustain you if you do it correctly. So, but I understand that some people are like, I don't have the money for a website or I don't have the time to figure out how to do it myself. Okay, put it on the back burner, but not very long because you don't want it to stay there. It's okay. You could start on social media. Now, which social media do I start, right? Because everybody's going to tell you, oh, you need to be here. Just what you said. You need to be here. You need to be on TikTok. You need to be... tune them out. Tune them all out. Where is your client? Mm-hmm. Where's your ideal client at? If they are on LinkedIn, then you show up on LinkedIn. If they're on Facebook or Twitter, if maybe they are on TikTok, right? Wherever they are, show up there. Do not feel like you have to spread yourself thin and be on all these different platforms because you're going to get burnt out, especially if you've never done this before and you're just getting. Pick one, do it well. Commit to whatever you can commit to. If you're like, I can only do one post a week, then one post a week, right? And gradually work your way up to that. Again, social media, I'm only putting it first if no budget, but next thing is get your website. Get your website because you want it to be that extra salesperson that's out in the field. You want people to find you when they don't even know that you exist, right? So you have to get that website, but then build your email list. Get people to sign up because that's where you nurture relationships. That's where people get to know you. And that's where they start to believe and feel like you know them too, because now you're speaking directly to them and you're building those relationships. So that's where I would tell somebody to start.
Yeah, that's great advice. I know I started with a pretty robust email list, but got that advice and I've built it up now. And we don't do anything and we don't collect emails. because it's so important, you know, for newsletters or correspondence or whatever, it's announcements. It's just very, very important. So what I hear you saying is, yes, eventually you need to hire somebody unless this is your field. But even if it's your field, if it's not what you're selling, I'm going to tell you still need to hire somebody because your time is better spent on whatever your widget is or your service is than getting lost in this never-ending land of social media and websites and rabbit holes and all of that stuff. So I am a strong advocate in hiring this help. And, you know, like I said, I start out with one person. I now have another one. I start out with one social media. I now have another one. I finally found somebody that could combine it all. But it's okay to say, you've taken me to where I want to go. Now I need somebody else. You don't have to stay with someone, which is difficult sometimes because you do build a relationship with these people.
You do.
We already talked about you do. Partners, but you can outgrow the person that's servicing you. And that's okay to change.
It's okay. Absolutely. And I do want to add one more thing. I know we're running out of time. One of the importance, if you are going to invest money, I would recommend investing it in a website over some of the other marketing avenues that you can do initially. And the reason that I say that is because there's a lot of tools out there where you can build your own website and you could do it for free. And that's great. By all means, if that's your only option at the moment, then take advantage of it. But it may look pretty. It may look great, you know, on the front end, the aesthetics, but you want it to work. And that happens on the back end. And that's where somebody that you're hiring is going to know how to do all the things that's going to help your SEO. And you want it to work for you. Don't invest your time if it's not going to do that.
Yeah, great advice. There's so much. Number one, I don't want to know. Number two, I definitely don't know. And I can imagine having operated my business without those partners. And so great advice. Don't be afraid. It's time to set your goals. It's time to hire the help you need, get the help you need to get started in the right way. And Dina is a great place to start. So Dina, having said that, tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find me online at carbonsilk.digital. The website will link you to all my social media, but I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Most of my time is spent on Instagram and LinkedIn. But if you look for my name, Deanna Hens, you can find me also on TikTok, but that's more of me playing around, having fun. So you get to know my personality if you hop over there.
Which is also part of our branding, right? Because people find
absolutely
us in places. So our personal is not really our personal unless you keep it private, because people find us in all avenues. And they do want to get to know us through our social media. So it's been great having you on. I think I'm going to give our word one more time. It is goal setting. So put that word on social media and Teresa Rand Consulting or Boss Lady Community, both on Facebook. If you even put it on LinkedIn, I'll count that too. I am on LinkedIn quite a bit. So any of those places I see goal setting, because it is the time to do that. And I actually have a goal setting class coming up on November 29th. So you can find that. I'll actually maybe put a link in the show notes. But thank you, Dina, for being here. So much good information. We could have taken just one part of your business and taught because you have so many with branding, marketing, website, all of that stuff. So if you are just getting started out or looking for a change, or maybe you've outgrown the person you've been working with, check Dina out. All right. Carbonsilk.digital. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
And I will end this podcast like I end all my podcasts. And it's never more important than this time of the year. That my grandfather always told us to stop and take time to smell the roses. So until we meet again, take care.